Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Corey Hall. We're going to be having another song from you. It's Away From This. Tell me a little bit about Away From This.
Well, Away From This started as my, pretty much the first song I ever wrote on my own and learned how to play and sing all together by myself. I was really proud of it. And then, so that was about 10 years ago or so. And then the way it's morphed through the years, kind of as I progressed as a musician, has been wonderful. I mean, it's progressed into what I have originally intended for it to be, so to say, you know. Because when I wrote it back in the day, you know, I was trying to do what I wanted to do, but now it's like I've gained, you know, the skills to actually do it how I want to do it.
Absolutely. So. To see the dream be realized through growth, and the ability to achieve that is incredibly interesting.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's great, and it's just to hear the differences and, you know, what I was capable of and what it has become is great. You know, it's wonderful. So.
Absolutely. This is Corey Hall with Away From This on The Mix.
Hey, thank you so much. One day I took a walk to reconcile the past, but I had lied and cheated, so I knew it never last. I sat here on this park bench so many years ago, and now I'm hearing back again, it's time to go. Away from this, and I'll never miss again. Then there on that day, so many ago, I was gone, never back again, and then I'd go. But then things took a turn, like they always do. I'd make the exception just for you, and am I dumb? Come to think, be yours to keep again. I started to look back on all the things I had done. Well, I began to shake a fist, began to run. Take out all the anger, this monopoly, and then began to shine a light on the real me and go on. Away from this, and I'll never miss again. Thank you. began to think of you. It took a while longer than I knew. This was not the love we were trying to see. And we had only structured our fantasies. And now we both know why. That this would surely die again and again. Said it again.
From this here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD here when you need us. Corey, I get a real like Western movie vibe, like a real sad cowboy adventure.
I was thinking that near the end. I was like, you know, we're out on the range right now.
Oh man, that's awesome.
And you know, I
but it's so easy to listen to, and it's just so incredibly unique. Yeah, I love it.
Definitely drawn into a feeling and an experience.
Yeah,
that means so much to me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Now performing blues music is not the only thing you do. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with the Psych Night.
Well, Psych Night is something we started almost a year ago now, and it was something I started with a couple of good friends of mine, Justin Moore and Taylor Picori. And we got together, and I wanted to do something I wanted to start something for like a psychedelic and like surfy and rock and kind of indie scene. Mm-hmm. It's not really existing in this area. And I have my psychedelic band, Elder Flowers, and we have been playing around, and it's like we could either play with, you know, the metal, you know, metal kids, you know, and it was like we would be outcast there, you know, kind of, or we could play at the bars and stuff. And it's like, well, it's like, you know, everybody's trying to hear covers. They're not trying to hear, you know, that. So I wanted something kind of unique for what we were doing and something to draw people in and keep them there. And we brought in artists and vendors to be a part. And I'm so grateful for what it's grown into. We're on volume 9 now. And we try to do it once a month on the third Friday of the month. This next one's going to be at the Lotus Cafe in Zen Garden on the 18th. And we've got a couple of great bands. We got this band, Soul Machine, a great like psychedelic rock band. I could be wrong, but I think they're from Birmingham. Could be wrong about that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to play Elderflowers. And then we've got this great band called Memory Door. This guy, Logan, I know, he plays, he's got a small studio on the West End. He does some recording and stuff, and his band's going to play as well, and it's going to be great. Lotus Cafe and be open for, food and drinks, and then we got all kinds of cool artists and vendors, and I'm really proud of what it's become, because, like, I was told it wouldn't by, you know, I guess some naysayers, it wouldn't be doable here, you know. And I'm just grateful that we've come so far. I'm thankful for everybody that's taken part and helped along the way. So
absolutely. Looking forward to that. That's March 18th?
That's March 18th, yes, sir. So the Lotus Cafe Zen Garden starts about 6, and then it rolls until 10 p.m.
So. Excellent. Well, this is Corey Hall. We'll have him back for one more song after a quick break for our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.